You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. All right. So welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash, and I am here with Lions Toastmasters. Hello, guys.
Hi.
They didn't tell me to dress up. I was trying to blend in with the college kids, but apparently we flipped roles today.
You're still
wearing blue. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to wear green, but I mean, okay. So I want to first thank you all for allowing me to come sit with you guys. Hopefully this won't be the last time.
Oh, no.
You're always invited.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all you have to say. I heard that right. Hey, can you first tell us what is Lions Toastmasters for those who don't know?
Yeah, okay. So I can take that over. Lion Toastmasters is based off of the Toastmasters International Organization, mm-hmm. which is dedicated to providing a safe and positive environment for people to learn leadership and communication skills.
Oh, I signed some of more of my kids up. They're behind the camera. But so if I was a part of Toastmasters, and I moved here, can I join this local chapter?
Yeah, definitely. Even though our chapter focuses mainly on college students, we do have some people who are not college mm-hmm. students, and there are other chapters within Hammond that aren't college-based. They're like adults, I guess you could say.
Okay. I want to be with the college students.
we're cool. A lot more fun.
Exactly. Hello. I want to first open up this podcast by saying we always talk about a hot topic. So every podcast we have, we discuss a hot topic. So since we are at Southeastern's campus, what better hot topic to start off with than the college university cheating scandal? I want to know, what's your thoughts on it? As we all know, it was kind of pushed to the headlines with some of the celebrities that we know.
Right. Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky. As far as who else? What was the other celebrity lady?
I forgot her name starts with an L, but she was on Weeds.
Oh, the Desperate Housewives one?
Yes.
Yeah, the Desperate Housewives, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So, some...
Aunt Becky does look good,
Weeds, that's what that is?
Right.
Oh, no.
Okay, some was getting their children into colleges by having someone take their SATs.
The side door.
The side door. The side door. They're from the side door. Some was having their kids get accepted into college on sports scholarships, which they did not play any sports. I want to know what your take on, because I'm pretty sure you did it the right way, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can take that first. Me and Paris were discussing it earlier. We're talking about it. Just if I was that kid growing up near the university or a fan of Yale, I would be pretty upset if I worked my butt off to get there mm-hmm. and some crook took it away from me, undeservingly.
So understandably so. Now that's understandable. Let me just, can I
vent?
Be a little messy for a moment.
Yes.
Because this is what I like to do. So if I was that person, that parent that went side door.
Side door.
Right.
Would I be upset? However, I don't know. I don't have very wealthy family members. So I feel like if I had to fight to get in here, you do too.
Right.
So,
right.
But I think it's going to be a long list of people, right. as we all read some of the list of CEOs and board members of some high-ranking organizations.
Right. More universities are definitely going to come out,
I feel like.
In next year, next 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Universities you didn't expect to happen.
The hot university is Yale, but I'm sure many more will be putting out headlines about that.
And I think, I'm curious what happens to, like we were talking about the value of your degree now.
Right.
What happens? Are you still that great Ivy League school, or has it lost that special touch?
I remember I wanted to get into MIT. This is when I just went before y'all time.
Yeah.
And MIT, was the best school to go for information technology, obviously. But, it was very expensive, and that didn't happen. I settled for LSU. I mean, I still owe LSU. I'm going to pay y'all. but that was one of the big things. So I think if I could have got a side door, maybe. Okay, let me stop saying I'm a cheat, because I have children in college and going to college, so let me stop.
All of a sudden, your degree gets investigated.
Yeah, right.
I knew Paris was
smart enough. Who they really need to investigate is Sally Mae, or it's called not Sally Mae no more. It's called Navient. Yeah.
I use Sally Mae.
Sally Mae. Okay. That's who I got my loans through. This is who needs to be investigated. Yeah. Tell you something. I've been out of school a long time, and I'm still
paying.
I don't understand.
Still paying back salary for 30 years.
It's ridiculous, like you're buying a house. So, anywho, so I have a list of questions, guys, and I know I usually have some cards that I wrote it on, but I don't. I don't have them today.
Hey,
so.
It's okay. Technology. It's the new thing.
You know, yeah. Why then, write it down when you can just type it out?
Hello, exactly. So, and of course, by you being young adults, this is kind of why I wanted to catch you up. Mm-hmm. Since y'all are working on communication skills, I'm about to throw some questions at you.
Awesome.
You're in. Oh, yeah. How many of you have jobs?
Well, I did.
So full time?
Yeah. So well, I guess it wouldn't be full time. It'd be
no. I'm talking about you go to school full time, yeah. Right? Everyone's yeah. full time students.
Yes.
You and you have a job.
Yes.
And you're involved.
Yes.
In clubs. Yes. I'm sure, if not this one, that's still a lot of your time.
Right.
How do you all manage? If you were to tell a young person out there today, how can I go to school full time, work part time, and still manage to be involved with a club? Because as an employer, I look at clubs. I look at,
absolutely.
You know.
So I just actually took an interview with the sales company called Right Height, and they do like industrial sales with forklifts and whatnot. And that was one of the questions they asked me, how do I manage my time? And I think the biggest thing is recognizing where you're wasting your time. And so I bought specifically a planner that was hourly. So that way, whenever I'm filling in what I'm doing, what time my classes are, whenever I have this giant gap, it's not so much of a, ooh, cool, I have a good nap time. It's, well, what can I do to fill in this space? Because I think it's really important that us as college students are using our time to grow and do things that are gonna make us successful and not so much just wasting it with like, oh, let me take an hour and a half or 2 hour lunch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna be putting forth that effort to something useful.
Do you all find yourself at times getting burnt out?
Yes. A little bit.
So how do you handle that challenge?
I definitely feel burnout a lot with my job and everything.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing, I mean, obviously time management, obviously, that's a corny answer. I think a better answer would be like, these people right here, like surrounding yourself with better and positive people to influence you.
Oh, definitely.
Well, that's true. Now, I'm glad that you say that because that's super important. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
If you can get around some people that way, sometimes those days when you kind of doubt or kind of are feeling stressed,
right.
I think time management is super important. But on top of that, you have to take that time to relax.
Right.
Everything can't be all strenuous
sometimes
and serious.
You have to not wasting time is important, but also schedule in time for yourself. Like,
absolutely.
Yes.
As much as we're like trying to manage our time and everything, you also have to say, okay, I have to take a 30-minute break or I have to do this because otherwise you do get burnt out. And getting burnt out kind of leads to those people who are dropping out who you thought were gonna be these great people or whatever the case may be.
Do you find that you are stressed? Are you stressed more from outside forces, be it family, friends, or yourself? When you get the most pressure, where do you get that pressure from? Do you find yourself getting it from like your parents saying you have to make sure that you keep ABs or your friends is like, oh, I have AB. Oh, C? You have a C. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, what are you doing? You know, that kind of thing. Where do you get the most of your pressure?
I'd say just academics in general. Like, if worst comes to worst and I end up letting down the club, I know I let down my friends, but I know, like, it's still there for me. They still help me out. We come back from that. School's different. It can be less forgiving.
Right.
So, yeah, that's
it's
probably my
like
biggest
pressure of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you talk to other students too, like at first it's kind of, you're like, oh God, they have all these, I know that person's going to have all these or whatever, but really in talking to other students, you're like, oh wait, I'm doing fine. We're all fine. Like, you're all struggling too? Okay, I'm good.
Makes me feel better when I find out someone else is struggling too. Yeah.
I feel like Paris doesn't want to call out because she's like, my mom's right by me. I don't want to say that she stresses me out.
Like, so how are those grades looking? That's what I want to ask. Like, what? How are those grades looking? I know
you
I asked
you. Paris?
I'm feeling kind of pressured.
She's not saying much. I'm like, okay, I want to focus on this.
Nah, but I feel as though us as young people, and people in general, when you see the next person excelling and doing better and doing more than you think that you're doing, or they seem to be getting everything that you want to get, you tend to get discouraged by that.
Right.
And if your mom and everybody's harping on you and you're feeling like you're doing the best that you possibly can.
Why can't be your mom and dad? Wait,
Oh,
like, that's kind of personal.
Because I talk to you the most.
Right here.
I call you about everything. I broke the other day. You see what I'm saying? I call you. So mine was the number one. But I feel as though all that together puts stress on yourself because you're trying to push yourself to meet everybody's standards of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Instead of thinking for yourself, thinking this is my goal, this is my dream, this is my vision, this is where I see myself, you're trying to fulfill everyone else's depiction of who you are, be it school, be it work, be it clubs, okay. Any of those things, yeah.
But in saying that, and it goes back to what you were saying earlier about having a planner, do you find that to be, like, writing stuff down, is that really helpful to you?
I think because it's really helpful.
Young folks, I don't see that very often with young people. They don't do planners. We used to get the planners. You go in the store, get the yearly planner, and it costs about $90-some. The refills are, you know. So we don't write stuff down anymore. We have technology. We use our phone. Right. But tell me about how that works for you.
I think it is a huge help. And there's been studies that whether you're writing stuff down or writing it in, like, a certain color ink, like if you use blue or if you're chewing a certain kind of gum at that time. I know that's really weird. That's more for, like, test taking. It helps you remember what you had written down more. It helps you, like, reinforce that into your brain. But really, I noticed that whenever I was doing better in school was whenever I had joined organizations and I had people around me who I saw succeeding, which kind of goes back to what you were talking about. Like, it is that enforcer wherever you get, like, super nervous, like, that person's doing better than me. But also, it kind of lifts you up in a way, because I realized whenever I saw, like, Lauren, whenever she was doing really well in testing, she was like, man, I want to be like her. And so I started asking her for tips and stuff. How do you do this type of marketing? Oh, you're using Canva? What's Canva? And all this kind of stuff. And now that I've seen all of my projects or group projects that I've been working on excel and become and flourish into these new things, it makes you want to do more and have better grades. And so I think the community around you and what you build for yourself is really important too, as well as having that planner that kind of shows you how to manage everything. So
Do you have a planner?
I bought one after Mackenzie sent me hers.
Because I gave you a couple planners, but no, I've never seen them written.
Mama, you got to think. Like, Mackenzie has her stuff color-coded.
This is so unprofessional, huh?
It is very unprofessional. But hers is color-coded, and it had 30-minute increments. I was looking. I said, no, this is too much. Then she had bathroom break in there. I'm like, how do you know when you're going to have to use the bathroom? Like, I said, no.
I told her to simply start off with setting reminders in your phone. Utilize your calendar.
That's a good one, too.
Utilize your calendar.
I started with the calendar on my phone, and I found that I'd go to check the calendar, and next thing you know, like, a minute would pass. I'm on Instagram. How did that happen? So yeah. I got, right. About 2 years ago, I got myself a written planner just because there's no apps on the planner. I can't. I pull out the planner, I check school stuff, and I figure out what I need to do.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
But I did get a planner.
Yeah, okay.
Also, if you start using that planner, like, the feeling of crossing something out, you're like, ooh.
I should start crossing things out.
I take the time. I kid you not, if I do something I didn't write down my planner, I will go back and write it in my planner just so I can cross it out.
Yeah. And see, and I'm one of those, here, take this watch, honey, because I turn off the phone, but the watch is ringing.
I know.
Take this.
Talk about update, that. Huh?
No, it was, your grandmother. My mother.
And look at that. You see what I'm saying?
Moms.
So, next question I have is, what do you all fit in the party in? People say college, campus, party, you drink. Well, what's going on? Where's the next party? Am I invited?
Well, I've never seen, I've seen like
Thursdays.
Two parties.
I'm not
invited. I'll go.
You catch me there.
All right.
Honestly, Brown Door should pay you right now for throwing in so much. You're always talking about the Brown Door.
Absolutely.
You're always
talking
about
really?
That's like, my you place, and the Brown Door's like, biggest
since
advertisement.
Since I was a freshman.
Oh, really? Actually,
so
did
they
really
get like, what
the,
have good drinks or what?
No, well, I don't know. Brown Door's just like a sleepy place. Whenever my parents were in college, they went to the Brown Door. Whenever I met my now fiance, we met at the Brown Door. Everybody knows everyone from the Brown Door.
There was actually one night I was bartending at the Brown Door, and a couple came in and they were like, yeah, we came here. We're from Florida. Well, we live in Florida now, but we went to college here. And we heard that it just opened back up because it recently opened back up last year. And so they were like, we had to come here. This is actually where we met, blah, blah, blah. And so it's just a staple
so
of the town.
So really now, I'll check out the Brown Door. All right.
Check out the Brown Door.
You know, if Sean Connery or Denzel happen to be up in there,
I don't think they'll be at the Brown Door.
I'm saying.
I don't think they'll come to him in America.
I don't think. You don't know. I'm
you
just
never
saying.
Know
hello.
Look at
the guy that was on Bird Box is from
Ponchatoula.
Right.
Ain't that somewhere
really?
Out
here? Yeah, it's a
yeah,
little friend
yeah,
down there.
Yes.
Oh, Ian Somerhalder.
Oh, that's his name?
I mean, he's not from Ponchatoula, but like, he's been hired.
Oh, good. I'm from Louisiana. He's good.
I don't know. I don't think he was.
No, he's come to the Brown Door.
But As far as like partying, I don't really party.
Yeah.
You know, I don't find, that's I don't have the time.
Right, yeah, you're saying that you're
not. No, no, this is honest. This is honest.
And I'm kind of disappointed in that because I need her to relax a little bit more and kind of, you know, she in college, like, enjoy yourself.
She's like, why are you still at home? You don't have nothing to do? Like, no.
Listen
to
me. Girl, come join us at the Red, White, and Brew. Look, I don't like the Brown Door because I'm not looking into the whole, like, the Brown Door is really cool, don't get me wrong. But, like, I have to, like, already be feeling the party before I go to the Brown Door.
You work your way up.
There's a lot going on at the Brown Door. But the Red, White, and Brew, like, start you there. Just go in, you pick out whatever drink you want, you get it cold, next they open level. It for you, it's and, like, you just chill. Place, the man, they have karaoke some night.
Is that in Baton Rouge or that's here?
It's here.
Red, White, and Brew is for the more adult-feeling crowd.
But they have
like,
karaoke
about to graduate
stuff.
Crowd.
Oh, we see
I'm a burning back.
We see what.
I'm going to be one of those parents that the older my kids get, the younger I'm going to get. Like, is that your mom up there?
My mom at the party?
My mom parties more than me. I'm honestly jealous of
you
her.
Want to know why?
Exciting life.
Get y'all on out of there. I'm telling you.
She said bye.
I had to I had to hold up my life for too long, but that has nothing to do with this podcast. I'm working today with Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
So I know we have a few more minutes left. I want to have you all think for, since you all are used to impromptu questions and speeches, and I'm gonna go one by one.
Oh, wow.
It's 2019. If you were to pick your word for the year, what would it be and why? So one word that describes your zone.
2019 so far, or 2018? You mean so
2019.
Far? So far. Okay.
Like when 2019 hit, since we're planning and we're budgeting, whether it be a phrase, whether it be a word, explain that to me and what it meant to you.
It could be a phrase too.
It could be a phrase.
Mm. I'm gonna go with anxious, or I'm gonna also say suspense.
Okay.
Suspense is better because I'm graduating in May.
Okay.
I've been preparing. Appreciate it. I've been preparing for this moment for 4 years, obviously. Mm-hmm. So the suspense comes in as number one. What the hell am I gonna do after I graduate? Number two, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic that I'm graduating, but I'm also scared. I'm terrified.
Of the unknown.
But
yeah.
I like that adrenaline rush. So basically, like 2019, the suspense and I guess anxious is trying to figure out what I want to do, but like enjoying the process.
Good.
Yes,
ma'am. Very good. That's very good.
Appreciate it.
Good. You kicked it off good. Check y'all out. Y'all, Toastmasters working. How long have you been involved with Toastmasters, Lions, Toastmasters? All 4 years?
No, ma'am. I started last year.
Okay, last
year.
Okay.
An officer this year.
But just look at the growth. Do you see that?
I see that. Yeah.
Give us our props. No.
Next.
Okay, so I think mine would be a phrase. It'd be comeback kid.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really tough semester last semester and just a tough year in 2018. It was not my year. There were things going on constantly. And I think for me, 2019 was like that time to rediscover who I was and find my way back into that person. And not just finding my way back into the person I was before everything, but finding a way to recreate who I want to be. And even if that meant rerouting some goals and changing some things to align with that, 2019 is like going to be my year.
Good deal. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Actually, I like what you said, Paris. Like, this is a year of, or how we've come about is growth. And I really like that because, like Zach and like Lauren, this is my last semester.
What is it? You stole her word. She's
gonna be like, that's a good word. I always like that
word.
Were
you involved in the cheating scandal?
Yeah. She got paid.
Not me.
No, but genuinely, hope it wasn't. growth, I mean, like Zach and like Lauren, this is my last semester of college, so it's creeping there, and then like Lauren, it just kind of happened that maybe last semester wasn't my time, but coming back from that, this is my semester where I graduate, where I start to begin my life, and even though it's really scary, I know that nothing's in your comfort zone that's going to get you places.
Absolutely.
So you have
correct.
To move from that. You have to keep pushing forward, and so I think to grow into the new person that I'm going to be after I graduate is really exciting, and even if it's a little scary, it's worth getting there.
That's right.
Okay, well, I am not graduating.
In May. But you are graduating.
I will graduate. Not in May. Yeah,
that's right.
Not this May.
Let me throw that out there. Yeah, you're right.
But you're
so,
in a position to
exactly.
leave this club. So
there you go.
But I'm going to roll with a similar theme of some of theirs is I'm going to go with payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I've been in Toastmasters now for a full year. And I feel like I've grown. I'm getting some of the payoff of that work and of that kind of standing up in front of people and talking and getting nervous and park like in a, throwing up in the parking lot, like it,
right.
the payoff of all those nerves.
Right, right.
So I think I did. So you did not? Yeah, I did.
No, he did say that. He was like, he did his first speech. I was there, and he said, "Oh man, now I'm about to go to my car and throw up." I said, "Oh my god!" But he did a second speech, and it was phenomenal.
Next time, follow him to the car.
So I'm going, yeah, payoff. Just reaching the fruits of those labors.
Good. Aww. That's really good. Y'all have some great ones.
Why are you looking at me?
Like, this is the best for last.
But I have. Can I have a word and a phrase? I know I'm doing too much, but this is what I want to do.
Always gonna have that one that does.
I know. I am. Okay. I am the extra one. I'm even extra in meetings. That's why they like. Okay, Paris, sit down.
You see everybody just say what they
Yeah, you see. And I know I have to have extra, but it's only because you're here. Okay, so my word would have to be execution. Mm-hmm. And my phrase would have to be, let's get this money. Like, that's even my alarm.
That's the money, huh?
Yeah, let's get this money. Money, and not the sense of, okay, let's get the money. It's I would say, more so success or succeeding. That's what I equivalate to the money, I guess. And it's just succeeding in everything. For a long time, I had goals, I had dreams, I had visions, and I had plans to where I saw myself. But I never actually took the step to do those things, execute these things. Like, you always saying, get involved. I wanted to get involved, but I didn't know what step I had to take. And even with coming to Toastmasters, I was able to step into position. Now I'm in many clubs, SMA, CAB, different things like that. I'm everywhere at this point. So I would definitely have to say execution is definitely my word for 2019, whether it be in goals, visions, dreams, school, whatever it is, and I'm gonna get this money.
Okay, get the money. All right, I want her to get the money too. You owe me.
Sure, sure. When you get it.
Look at right. you. Make
Absolutely.
Sure.
I heard that. Got the
Let's go do the cheating scanner right now. Soup.
No. I would definitely want to say that this is, for those of you who are graduating this May, it's an exciting time. And like you said, to be excited but yet a little nervous about what's happening, as long as you're uncomfortable, that means you're in a good place. So never stop reinventing yourself. Never stop stepping up to the challenges. Never stop, if certain steps don't work, revisit, restructure, and continue to execute. Never stop. Even if you get nervous, go for it. So I'm loving where you all are coming from. If you have some kids, whether they're teenagers or young adults who are thinking about going back to college or thinking about getting involved with this club, does anybody have any closing words or suggestions they would like to tell them?
Honestly, if you don't get involved on campus, to be honest, you're going to be miserable with your life. Your college is going to be boring. You're going to feel trapped.
It's just school.
I mean, you might have some friends. I mean, people say, I love college. I love college, but I don't like the school aspect of college. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be honest. Nobody looks forward. I get to go do math today, and I get to read paragraphs.
Right. Maybe you don't.
Right. There's more out there. It can open doors for you. Great friends, great networking opportunities. So that's my advice. Definitely get involved on campus.
Absolutely. Being involved in an organization means being involved in the campus, and that opens up a lot of aspects that you wouldn't expect. Like, whatever SGA does for us was not something that I was aware of whenever I was just a go here, go home student commuter, as Southeastern likes to call them, the commuter students. And knowing what I know now, I wish I had joined an organization from the beginning, any of them, and so that way I could have seen what this campus has to offer us, and that's any campus. It's not just Southeastern, but all the lineup, like all the
learning. Yeah, and I would agree, like, you get out of college what you put into college, and definitely. So whenever you are just coming here and going to class, it is miserable to just come and leave every single day. You don't want to come. Right. And making these connections in those clubs, like, it's uncomfortable at first to go in there and, like, sit down and not know anybody. It is uncomfortable, but like Mackenzie said, like, you find your greatest accomplishments outside of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
And until you go into that classroom, you're not gonna make those friends, you're not gonna have these lifelong connections. Absolutely. That we now all have because of Toastmasters and because of all of us being like, hey, I need to do something.
Right. Well, again, I want to thank you all for sitting with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In closing, I want you to give me your name one by one again. I know we said the name, you know, but Josh.
No.
Oh, no. A little bit more down the alphabet. Zachary.
See, Zachary Lauren. See, look. I'm like, his name is Josh this whole time. I'm like,
that's he looks
good.
Like a Josh.
I'm like, that's a good point, Josh. And I'm just been wrong the whole time. I'm so glad I didn't say that. You know, thank you, Josh.
Just Josh. Zachary. Your name.
Go ahead, say your name.
Zachary LaPalma.
Lauren Buchanan.
Bacon CPQ.
Shane Guidry.
Paris M. Webb.
Make sure they heard it.
I want them to see me and hear me.
Thank you all again for joining me. Hopefully this wouldn't be the last time. I want to sit with you all before you all graduate. I want to know how things are going with the interview process. And so what, before we close, hold on. So what field are you all looking to go into?
Anywhere in business, honestly, looking at sales or like logistics and supply chain.
Okay.
And he's getting his MBA.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Oh, so praying. So you getting your MBA in May or are you going?
I would like bachelor's? To start in the summer. Yes, ma'am.
Good deal. Check you out. Appreciate right? It.
Yeah, so I'm a marketing major, and I really want to work in, like, the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And I will also be sticking around to get my MBA. So we're done in May, but we're not
good deal.
Done.
All right. Wait, it's still, I'm telling you.
It's done, kind of.
Sort of.
I can tell you one thing. I'm sorry, not the, but if you don't go right behind.
You won't
you
go back.
You never go back. So
yeah, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Kudos, y'all.
And you?
Not getting my MBA just yet. I will be doing, or I'm graduating with marketing, and I'm hoping to do something in probably sales.
Good. Well, I'm telling you, I wish you all the best, but hopefully we can sit down again.
Why we didn't get to say our?
Oh, because y'all not graduating.
We're not graduating.
But we graduate in 2020.
Next year, but that's 2020. We ain't in 2020. We're in 2019.
No, okay, I'm going to come back when it's my time. Okay.
Thank you all for sitting down with me again, and this has been Great Table Talk, and we out. Bye.
Bye.